early next month, a 24-year-old entrepreneur from the Netherlands will launch an ambitious project in the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. The Ocean Cleanup Project is the brainchild of Boyan Slat. On September 8th, crews will drag a 2,000-foot U-shaped boom more than 1,000 miles off the coast of California. The system will float unanchored into the ocean, and a screen barrier beneath the surface will, in theory, trap tons of plastic as the current, which is also known as a gyre, passes by. We spoke with Boyan Slat last year.
We are able to slow down the system enough so that the plastic moves faster than the system, hits these barriers, and then gets concentrated. So in a way, we let the natural ocean currents do the hard work for us. And now we've been able to show that with a fleet of 50 of such systems, we should be able to clean up about half this Great Pacific Garbage Patch in just the next 5 years.
But will it work? Let's bring in Eben Schwartz. He's the Marine Debris Program Manager for the California Coastal Commission. Hi, Eben.
Hi.
You're not involved with this project, but I know you're familiar with it. So what is your best understanding of how this is going to work?
Well, my best understanding is that, you know, once fully deployed, there will be a fleet of these devices out in the ocean sort of moving naturally around to try to capture whatever happens to be on the surface of the gyre.
And what do you think? I mean, the idea is that it wants to go out there and clean up like 79,000 metric tons of plastic floating in that patch. Is it realistic to think that it would work?
I hope it works, to be honest with you, because this is such a massive problem that every little bit counts. But it's hard to know if it's going to work. I'm not an engineer. I've met with the project and with Boyan Slat, and they have done an enormous amount of work, and I think they have the best of intentions with this project. My concerns are that the focus on this project can have negative consequences in that it distracts us from the real problem, because this is a huge problem and there is no one solution. There's no panacea to plastic pollution in our oceans. So we need to be focusing on the sources of debris and trying to stop this trash where it starts. I do think some context is important here. By the best available science, there's about 538 million pounds of trash floating on the surface of all five gyres around the world. Hmm. In the meantime, there are 18 billion pounds of plastic entering the world's oceans every single year. So what we find on the surface of the gyres is only 3% of what is entering the world's oceans every single year. And we're really not sure where the other 97% ends up, although we have some pretty good ideas.
Well, can you remind us, because those numbers are absolutely staggering, how does it get there?
That's one of the interesting things about this issue is that we're not exactly sure where it all goes. We have ideas of where it's deposited, but we know where it starts. And the truth is most of it, 80%, starts on land. Some is left by beachgoers, but some of it can travel hundreds of miles from inland areas through rivers and creeks and stormwater systems to eventually be deposited in the ocean. Hmm. So it would be wonderful if we can clean up the surface of the gyre, but since so much more of the trash in the ocean actually doesn't end up on the surface of the gyre, it's even more critical that we address where it's coming from and try to stop it at its source.
Another one of the issues that some critics of this project have brought up is that a lot of the plastic out there isn't these big chunks of plastic. They're microplastics, because all the plastic bags and the film and all those plastic pieces of trash slowly break down over time, and then they sink to the bottom. And that the screen on this system that's going to be deployed out in the ocean can't catch that stuff.
That's true, to the best of my understanding. I believe it's a 3-millimeter mesh that's meant to be on this device. And a lot of the plastics are micro. They're much smaller than that. They may not even be found except by microscope. But the thing about plastic is it doesn't make it less harmful. The smaller plastics, in fact, are more likely to be ingested by marine wildlife at the base of the food chain, the phytoplanktons and things like that, than then travel up through the food chain. And it is true that We find plastic throughout the entire water column. Not all plastic is buoyant. A lot of it sinks immediately, and as it breaks up and becomes fouled, it'll sink down through the water column and end up on the ocean floor and even in the ocean sediment. And unfortunately, we are finding a lot of it in our marine wildlife.
What other ideas are out there that are trying to fix this problem?
Well, there are a lot of ideas out there, a lot of them tried and true and a lot of them new. And I'm happy to see new ideas coming into the mix here because we really do. There are so many different sources of this problem that we need everybody working towards solutions collectively. And worldwide, there is a huge need for increased investment in infrastructure to capture trash before it has a chance to enter the ocean. Consumers have an enormous amount of power here to both change our habits and vote with our wallets to purchase products that are less likely to become marine debris or plastic pollution and pollute our oceans. So really, there is everybody across the board, including folks who are coming up with these big ideas to clean up the gyre.
Eben Schwartz, Marine Debris Program Manager at the California Coastal Commission. Eben, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks for having me.